Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3355BN. Today's date is May 16th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Illusion Exposed. We have reached our cruising altitude of 40,000 feet. Truth is inevitable. Let me ask you a question. Have you heard of the CERT food diet? Probably not, because it's something that was only popular among celebrities until now. In fact, it is actually not a restrictive diet at all. It's all about specific foods you should be adding to your diet. You may know some big names who have actually followed this diet, like a world-famous singer, which we can't mention. Or maybe you've heard of a certain mixed martial artist, Conor McGregor, who claims to have used this diet, as well as world champion boxer David Haye, who credits his amazing shape to this. Now, the two international bestseller authors who created the CERT food diet, Glenn Matten and Aidan Goggins, have a new, even more incredible way to get these potent CERT foods to all Americans by combining them all into one revolutionary power drink, so you can get all the benefits of the diet just by drinking this. It's called Ultimate CERT Juice, and it was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do the things you love. I know I've tried it, and I've been amazed at the results myself. It's truly been amazing. Since you're a loyal listener, I'm giving you all a $20 discount on this amazing product to try for yourself. And hey, it's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Go get your supply of Ultimate CERT Juice now by going to getcert.com/x22. That is getcert.com/x22, or click the link in the description box below. That's getcert.com/x22, or just click the link in the video to get your supply with this exclusive discount. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, their entire syndicate, their entire system, their illusion of democracy, their illusion in general is now exposed to the people of this country. And every step that we take as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, what is Trump showing the people? He is showing the people, look at the deep state. Look at them. I brought them out from the shadows. I brought them out so you could see them. I wanted you to see how they're trying to destroy this country. I want you to see how they're going to open up the borders and just let anyone in. I want you to see how they're going to bring down this economy and reshape the entire economic system using the Green New Scam, the Great Reset. I want to show you how their justice is very different than the rule of law. Their justice protects the criminal syndicate. The justice that they are pushing protects themselves and goes after every other person. He is showing everyone how they will take away your rights. They will take away your freedom. They do not care. They will even go after a political opponent. They will indict the political opponent, even if they don't have a case, even if it's a show trial. They will do this. And they might even put the political opponent behind bars, even though there's no case, even though it looks like there are no victims, there's no crime, there's nothing. Trump wants to show everyone they might still do it. They might still put their political opponent behind bars. What happens if it gets that far? What happens if the people of this country see Trump being put behind bars? Do you think his poll numbers go to zero? Do you think the people step back and go, whoa, he's a criminal, I can't vote for him? Can you serve? Can you run for the presidency if you are in jail? Of course you can. So what are the people going to see? The people are going to see a man where there are no victims, a man where there is no crime, a man who's on trial, and people are watching the trial and people are watching it all play out, where the people cannot believe what they're witnessing. When they're watching this trial play out and they're looking at it saying, okay, we have a liar, we have a porn star, the statutes of limitations have run out. There was no money that was transferred over to Stormy Daniels. It was given to Cohen, legal expenses. There is nothing here. Just like the Letitia James trial. Who was the victim? There's no victim. What law did he break? There was no law that he broke. Did they still charge him? Did they still fine him? Yes, they did. So when people see all this play out and they think, oh, good, Trump's winning. He has the upper hand. All these people, there's nothing. There's no documents. There's nothing. We have a liar. We have a porn star. All the evidence is pointing in favor of Trump. Everything looks great. He's going to get off. He's going to be set free. And we don't really have to worry about this. I can't wait for that day to come. But if you're showing the people that this is a two-tier justice system, if you're showing the people, listen, we got to take back our country because, look, they don't follow the rule of law. What happens if they convict him and they say, you are guilty? Then what? What do you think the people are going to do? How are they going to react? Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm not saying he's going to jail. I mean, there's a very good possibility. Just like during the trial with Letitia James, I mean, you heard all the witnesses. You heard the bank. They're very happy. They got paid back. They want to do business again with Trump. He didn't break any law. There was nothing there. The same thing that's happening now. People are seeing the same thing play out. There's nothing there. Statute of limitations ran out. They paid Cohen. He's a known liar. We have a statement from Stormy Daniels. All the people that are testifying are saying there's nothing here. The FEC didn't even want to look at it because they said there's no crime. So once again, if you're showing the people the actual criminal syndicate, you're showing the people, look how dirty they are. Look how evil they are. What would be the next step? The next step would be to have Trump go into prison to show the people that he's willing to take every sling, every arrow. Now, once again, there could be a hung jury where they say they can't make that decision. And all of a sudden, we have Bragg, we have Merchant, and the rest, they get out of it, and Trump, he doesn't go to jail. Or we have the jurors, who are pretty much 87% Biden fans, they convince the other jurors that, yes, we must convict. We've seen enough. We don't like him. The judge has been instructing us that this is the path, and we must throw him in jail. Now, I do believe this would send a strong message across this country. It would show that Biden and others, they're willing to put their political opponent in jail to stop him. And I do believe this is going to have the reverse effect. And this is going to get the people to rally behind him. Because here's a man who's fighting the corrupt system, the two-tier justice system. Here's a man that's taken all the sling and arrows for the people. And he's going to jail for we the people. Now, I do believe if you're going to show the people how to take back the country and fight for freedom, something like this might happen. Not saying it's going to happen, but we've seen crazier things. And who knows how far Trump wants to take this. I do believe this is all part of the plan to wake the people up in this country, to make them see it, to force them to see it. Because remember, this has really nothing to do with Trump. Because if they can do this to Trump, they could do it to anybody. Think about what happened in New York already with his real estate case. The businesses there are going, well, if they could do this to Trump, they can, now it's a precedent, they could do it to anybody. And I do believe this is what he wants to show. And he might go to prison. And if he doesn't go to prison this time, there might be another trial that's coming up where they might throw him into prison. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But what we could see that's happening right now is we have now reached our cruising altitude of 40,000 feet. And I do believe we're going to start our descent. I do believe it's going to get bumpy. And I do believe that the truth is going to come out because it's inevitable. And I do believe the people are going to see quite a bit as we start our descent, and it's going to get bumpy. We're going to go through the storm, and people are going to see how evil and how devious the deep state really is. Because remember, in the end, all they want to do is to protect themselves. That's really what they want. So everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing, it's all about protecting themselves. On the flip side, Trump is showing the people, look at the criminal syndicate. Look at the deep state. Do you see them? I brought them out of the shadow. I brought them into the light. Now you can see how bad the system really is. And you can see how one-sided it is. Before, they hid all this from the people. No more. Now the people can see it. And the silent majority, they're sitting back. They're the court of public opinion. They're watching this all play out. And they're watching it, and they're making their decision of what they're going to do next. And I do believe what they're going to do next is they're going to vote all these people out of their positions, because in the end, this is what the people are seeing. The people are watching the members of Congress in the House and in the Senate. They're watching the fake news. They're watching everything. And they're watching, what are your actions? What are you going to, they don't care about what you're saying. What are your actions? And when you see their actions, it tells you everything you need to know. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this and the presidential debates that's coming up in a little bit. But let's talk about what's happening with Bob Menendez, because it looks like he's now pointing fingers. It seems like the deep state players, they always seem to point fingers when they get caught. Joe Biden, he always points fingers everywhere else. It's never his fault. So Bob Menendez, he is now pointing the finger at his wife. So his wife right now, she is responsible for the gold bars. She's responsible for doing business with others and accepting money. His wife now all of a sudden has breast cancer. And now we could see he's pointing fingers at his wife, and he's blaming it all on his wife. This is absolutely unbelievable. And what's very interesting is that the prosecutor accused Menendez of putting his power up for sale. Sound familiar? And using his wife as a middleman in his trade of political influence for money, gold bars, and other valuables. Well, doesn't that sound familiar? It seems like there's a consistent pattern here. And it seems like the criminal syndicate, they found a way to make it look like they did nothing wrong. You know what? Let's use our family members. And if something happens, we'll just blame it on them. Isn't that what Biden did? Absolutely. And now everyone can see the pattern. It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the House, they're demanding that Special Counsel Her and the Department of Justice, they need to hand over the audio recordings of the investigation of the interview with Biden. Now, again, they don't want to hand that over. And now they're asserting that executive privilege allows them to keep the recordings from the House. That's interesting. All of a sudden, executive privilege works. Well, didn't Peter Navarro say, I have executive privilege, that's why I can't reveal this information? Didn't they throw him in jail? Absolutely. So aren't we seeing a double standard right now? Aren't we seeing the Biden administration do exactly what they accused Trump of doing, using executive privilege, and they try to strip executive privilege away from Trump? And now Biden is using executive privilege to hide everything? Isn't that interesting? Let's go back a little bit in time. Flashback. In February, White House spokesman Ian Sams bragged about Joe Biden not asserting executive privilege during Special Counsel Her's investigation. He had nothing to hide. Why is Biden behind executive privilege now? Why is he hiding behind executive privilege? Because he doesn't want the people of this country to find out, hey, he's really guilty, and maybe he wasn't falling apart in the interview. Maybe he had sound mind, and maybe he was answering all the questions, and they actually forced the special counsel not to press charges, and they used the excuse that he can't function, or maybe he can't function and they don't want people to understand this because that means he can't run for president again. So it looks like they don't want people to know the truth. Again, what always gets you in the end? The cover-up. Now, what's very interesting, and the Oversight Committee put this out on X, is that multiple news outlets are now suing the DOJ under the Freedom of Information Act request to get a hold of the audio from Biden's interview with Special Counsel Her. And this includes ABC, AP, Bloomberg, CBS, CNN, Wall Street Journal, NBC, Reuters, Washington Post, and Univision. They all signed up together to get that information. Now, that is very interesting. You think that information is going to be brought out into the public realm? Will it be timed to be brought out right before the presidential election? This should be very, very interesting, because I do believe once that hits the public realm, this is really going to hurt Biden. But look how the Biden administration, the DOJ, look how they're protecting their own, and they're trying to use executive privilege when they told Trump and Navarro that, no, you can't hide behind executive privilege. They're doing exactly that. Two-tier justice system, I think we're seeing it. But the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like James Comer found a new Biden family bank account. And remember, he's already uncovered like $24 million. I do believe the amount is much, much higher than that. And I do believe they're going to find out a lot more. And every day that passes, as he brings out, hey, look, there's another shell company, there's another bank account, look what we're finding here, I think this is not going too well for the Biden administration. So since they're not allowing the audio recordings out and they're trying to hold them from the public, just like everything else, the House Judiciary right now, they decided to vote and hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for failing to provide the lawfully subpoenaed audio tapes of Special Counsel Herr and Biden. So now he's in contempt. And let's see how this all plays out. Do you think they're just going to hand it over? Most likely not. But I do believe the people, they're watching this and they're saying, okay, if he's the resident and the special counsel saying, hey, he's old, he can't remember stuff. And yeah, he took the documents when he was senator. Yeah, he took the documents when he was vice president. Yeah, he's guilty of these crimes, but we just can't press charges because you know what? He doesn't remember. He's losing it. I think the people have a right to hear it all. Now, the people might at the right moment. Maybe right now is that not the right moment, but they're continually pushing and pushing, holding Merrick Garland in contempt. And maybe eventually, as we approach the summer, getting closer to September, maybe at the right moment, these audio tapes will be released. Now, who will give the signal to release the audio tapes? I do believe this is going to come from Obama. I do believe they are forcing him out. I do believe that, yes, the debates on June 27th, that's the first stage. Okay, let's have the debates. Let the people see the truth. Once the people see this, we're going to give Biden a chance. Biden, look, your poll numbers are dropping after the debates. I mean, that's if nothing's canceled. And now you need to step down. Now, again, if Biden very stubborn, he's going to say, I don't want to step down. I want to stay where I am. I want to be president again. I'm doing such a great job. Well, that means they're going to have to actually put a lot of pressure on him, which means I wonder if they're going to release the audio recordings if he doesn't step down around July, August. Most likely, yes. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. I wonder if Merrick Garland will finally fold during that period of time. Because remember, Congress, government, it works very, very slowly. It's not like all of a sudden you hold someone in contempt and the next day they say, okay, give me the tapes. I do believe Merrick Garland is going to go down with a fight until he's called upon to release them. And let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting is it looks like Julian Assange is back in the news, and WikiLeaks put this out on X and it says, Stella Assange, speaking to Assemble journalists today, outlined state of case ahead of Monday's decisive UK court decision. The U.S. has been given opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to change its case in order to try to get Julian Assange extradited. Now, that's very interesting because that reminds me of a couple of posts. This is post 1195, April 19th, 2018. Down below, it says, Seth Rich connected to DNC, MS-13, Julian Assange, why did the D's push legal rep on family? June ETA. Then we have post 1626, June 28th, 2018. Down below, it says server or Julian Assange equals truth exposed, Seth Rich. D's are in crisis mode. So that is very interesting. We'll have to see how this plays out in the very, very end because we are approaching the month of June. Now, the other thing that we see happening is that Biden has now signaled that all of a sudden he has the power to shut down the border once the crossings reach 4,000 per day. Wait a minute. I thought he didn't have the power. I thought the Republicans had to give him all the money to secure the border. I thought he didn't have the authority to shut down the border. So why can he shut down the border now with an executive order? Oh, that's because he's always had the power. Remember, he reversed all of Trump's executive orders to open the border up. Of course he has the power to shut the border down. But why can he shut it down now when it hits 4,000 per day? Is that because he reached the amount that he needs? Maybe, maybe not. Rasmussen Reports responded to this and said, 1,000 U.S. likely voters, March 2021. Border is a crisis, 67%. Never okay to enter illegally, 65%. Biden has caused the crisis with his policies, 53%. And now Biden is losing the election. He's losing the swing states. So what is he really doing? Well, it looks like he might have reached the amount of illegals that he needs in this country, and he might slow it down once it reaches 4,000 per day, or maybe it will never reach 4,000 per day. But you have to remember what's approaching. It's the presidential election. Most likely, this is another political stunt. Remember, they tell you what you want to hear. They tell you that, hey, oh, I could shut down the border now. Oh, look what I could do. I could place tariffs on China. Oh, look. But again, it's all smoke and mirrors. This is how they play the game. And it is a game to them. They know they can trick the American people if they're not paying attention. And once again, you could see this is all political speak. That's all we're seeing right now. It's all political speak. Because you have to remember, these people, they were installed. They were never elected. Yes, Biden was installed. He installed himself with the help of many others. They cheated in the election. They overthrew the United States government. The same with the people in Congress. And how can you see who's for America and who's against America? Remember, forget what they say. They're liars. They're going to tell you lies. They're going to tell you more lies. Just watch their actions. It's very, very clear who's for and who's against this country. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, today, our committee voted to defund groups like these that criminally aid illegal aliens and profit off the Biden border crisis. Every Democrat on our committee voted against the bill. That should tell you everything you need to know. So when you look at their actions, you can see, hey, who wants to have fair elections? Who wants to have paper ballots, voter ID? What you're going to see is you're going to see most likely all the Democrats vote, no, we don't want to see this. And you'll see certain rhinos vote that, hey, we don't want this either. That tells you everything you need to know, because who wouldn't want one day voting, transparent paper counting, and voter ID? I mean, really think about this for a second. Who doesn't want to stop the criminals coming into this country? Think about it for a second. I mean, all right, let's just take an example. Let's go to Kansas. Democrat Governor Kansas, Laura Kelly, vetoed a bill restricting foreign ownership of land near military bases. Does this not tell you everything you need to know? I think it does. All you got to do is look at their actions and they show you who they really are. They can't even hide it. Yes, they'll lie to you later, but just watch their actions. Just like when you look at the EU is showing you who they really, truly are. When they talk about hate speech, they make it sound good. Oh, we're going to stop people from spewing hate. But again, what's hateful for one group is not hateful for another group. Perfect example. In the EU, they want to criminalize migration speech. Criticism of migration will become a criminal offense. Media outlets that give room to criticism of migration can be shut down. You see where hate speech is going right now? Oh, that's hateful for the illegals. You're not allowed to talk about that. Again, this is what they're going to do. You can't talk about the illegals. You can't talk about the economy. You can't talk about this group, that group. This is how they're going to control your speech. And this is why our founding fathers never said, hey, by the way, you have free speech except for hateful things. Because again, what's hateful for one group is not hateful for another group. And when you start doing this, you can expand this to say, okay, you know what? Those illegals that are working on farms, you're not allowed to speak about them. Hey, you know what? Those people that are working on the economy, well, you're not allowed to speak about that group. Hey, you know that those people working over there, you can't speak about those people over there. If you criticize the World Economic Forum, you can go to jail. If you criticize the central bank, you can go to jail. When does it end? It doesn't. This is why the founding father said you have the freedom to speak freely. And that's it, period. Now, if you go tell someone to kill someone, that's different. You're breaking the law. That's nothing to do with hate. You're breaking the law. You're telling someone to do something that's harmful to another. And if you yell like fire in a movie theater and everyone runs out, you're committing a crime. You're endangering people. That is very, very different. But you have the right to say something to another person or to criticize illegals, to criticize the World Economic Forum, to criticize the central bank, to criticize the installed people. You have the right to do that. But you could see the world is now changing. First El Salvador, then Argentina, and now the Dutch. Geert Wilders, it looks like he got what he needed. And now he's pushing forward to have the strictest ever migration policy. Warns illegals they're going to be removed by force. So he's pledging to bring in major immigration reform that would prevent the ongoing invasion of the country's borders. This is the way forward. So basically, is he going to round up people? Is he going to get them out of the country? It's starting to seem this way. Now, is the EU going to like this? Absolutely not, because you know what people are going to see? The people are going to see them round up the illegals, push them out of the country, send them back to where they came from, and they're going to watch the country prosper once again. And people around the world are going to see, wow, this is incredible. The same thing with El Salvador when they got rid of the MS-13 gangs. They put them into prison, and what happened? Life got better. Look at Argentina with Milei. What did they do? They went ahead and they reversed everything. They fired people from government. They're putting the country back on track. And this is something the deep state players do not want to happen, because once you see it, guess what? Other countries are going to want to do it. Just like when they see Trump do it and deport all the illegals in this country, other countries are going to follow suit. And this is something the deep state players do not want to happen. But I do believe in the end, it will happen. And you're seeing more and more people around the world. They're voting for the leaders that are going to do this. And they're overriding the installed system, the cheating system that the deep state players have in place. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Russian President Putin, he arrived in Beijing to meet Xi Jinping. And that reminds me of Post 140. And this is November 11, 2017. Down below it says, what if China, Russia, and others are coordinating with POTUS to eliminate the New World Order? What happens if it's a coordinated effort to actually wipe out the deep state? I do believe it is. I do believe Putin was instructed to destroy the neo-Nazis, the deep state players in Ukraine. I do believe that Israel, they went into Gaza to remove the deep state players and Hamas in Gaza. I do believe China's mission is to go into Taiwan and actually get rid of the deep state players in Taiwan. And I do believe there are other nations that are probably working around the clock to remove people in their country. And I do believe this is all part of the mission to basically destroy the deep state players. And you could see here in this country what is happening. The deep state is being exposed, and soon the deep state players will be removed. In our country, it's a little bit different. You just can't get rid of people, because those people that were elected into the position, or should I say installed into the position, you need to remove them by we the people. And we must follow the Constitution. We must take back the country. The people must take back the country. And the only way for the people to take back the country is that for the people to see the deep state system. They need to see how corrupt it is. They need to see how evil and how they're going to destroy the country. The people must fight for their freedom. They must fight for their country to take it back. And I do believe it is happening. The people are seeing it. And as more and more people see it, Trump's poll numbers go up and up and up. And Biden's poll numbers go down, down, down. That tells you everything you need to know. Even with the manipulated polling system, you could still see Trump's numbers moving up and Biden's numbers moving down. Might not be the amount that everyone thinks it should be, because that's because they're manipulated, but I do believe that this is definitely happening. Now, the other thing that's definitely happening is we could see that war now is building. Talk about our health. You guys know I always look out for ways to strengthen immunity and gut health, improve my fitness and metabolism, and enhance my skin and hair radiance. Well, I recently discovered an incredible product brand, Armra Colostrum. It got thousands upon thousands of five-star reviews and really life-changing testimonials from users. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and contains all the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive. Armra Colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 living bioactive nutrients that strengthen the barriers of your body and fuel cellular health for thousands of research-backed health benefits. It strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, fortifies gut health, activates hair growth and skin radiance, powers fitness, performance, and recovery, and confers powerful anti-aging benefits. Armra Colostrum is premium bovine colostrum concentrate and unlike any other product on the market. It is uniquely optimized for human health, sustainable, and was developed with the highest integrity from start to finish. We worked out an exclusive offer for my audience. Lock in a special limited time monthly auto ship rate of $99 and get a free starter kit on your first order. This kit includes an Armra carafe and travel pack to kickstart your transformation. Go to tryarmra.com/X22 to get this exclusive order, or just click the link in the description. Out in many different locations, and you can see with what Biden is doing, he's stirring the pot. And you could see out in Afghanistan, you can see out in Niger, you can see out in Ukraine, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And the terrorists in these different areas, they are now building up. And you can see that it's just going to get worse as time goes on. And remember, a world war is many different countries at war. Out in Ukraine, we can see they are very, very desperate. And what they're doing is they're just taking men now and actually putting them on the front line. Concerned citizen put this out on X and said, "More Ukrainian democracy in action as another man is kidnapped and separated from his wife and child to go die on the front lines. This is the democracy we are paying to defend." And think about it. In Ukraine, they're not going to have elections. Well, that's democracy right there. I mean, the deep state players keep saying democracy, democracy, democracy. Well, what are they doing? They're doing the opposite of that. And by the way, here in the United States, we are a republic. We are not a democracy. Now, the other thing that we see happening, and since we just mentioned Niger, it looks like there's another Biden foreign policy catastrophe. Molly Fee, Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, well, it looks like she screwed things up in Niger. The Niger Prime Minister, Ali Mahaman, recently spoke to reporters and blamed the U.S. State Department official Molly Fee of threatening the current leaders while negotiating U.S. military presence in the country. On top of that, news broke last week that the Russian troops have now entered the U.S. airbase in the nation's capital. The Russians will cohabitate with the remaining Americans at the U.S. airbase and the people at the airbase. They're kind of stuck there right now. So we've lost a $100 million airbase. Russia has taken it over. And it looks like Biden has struck again with his administration, and now everything is a complete and utter disaster. Once again, you can see that the more Biden does, the worse it gets. And I do believe the people, that's exactly what they're seeing. And if you notice, Biden continually regurgitates all the lies. Oh, very fine people. Hey, why don't we drink bleach? Now, once again, these are all taken out of context, and they actually switched around the words. Scott Adams explains, and he says the following. When Trump was talking about UV light as the disinfectant and specified as such, which was a real thing that was in the news that week, a startup was planning tests that involved bathing the trachea with UV lights on a catheter inserted down the throat. Deceptive edits of Trump's video and transcript made it appear he asked about using a liquid disinfectant inside the body. What he was talking about, and if you really look at the transcript, he was talking about using UV light to inject into the body. That was going to be the disinfectant. Of course, what did Biden do? He switched everything around and made it look like he was talking about drinking bleach. But if you look at the transcript, he never even mentioned bleach. The same thing with very fine people in Charlotte. What he was saying is there's very fine people on both sides. He wasn't talking about the neo-Nazis. He wasn't talking about the agitators that were there. All they did was splice everything to make it seem like he was saying something that he really wasn't. And I don't believe these lies are actually working anymore. And I think they're falling apart right now. And people are starting to realize the truth. Now, the other thing that we could see happening is that the entire WHO pandemic treaty is not really a treaty. It's actually an agreement. John Rappaport explains. A treaty needs the signature of the U.S. president plus two-thirds vote of approval in the Senate. An agreement only needs the president's signature, and America is committed to go along with the document. So why did they switch it from a treaty to an agreement? Because I don't believe they were going to get two-thirds vote of approval in the Senate. I do believe Biden wants to skip all of that, and he just wants the agreement part where the president has to sign it. Now, does this mean we can back out of it later? Yeah, because it's not really binding, actually, if you really think about it. It's not a treaty. So he's going to make it seem like, look, we just signed this agreement. We must abide by the WHO. They're above our Constitution. They could tell us what to do during a plandemic. Now, remember, we're approaching that period of time when the WHO, behind closed doors in dark alley down in the basement, where they're going to actually say, hey, we voted. We're never going to know what the true vote is. And they probably will just say everyone agreed to the agreement. And then what they'll do is they will unleash the pandemic on the world. Now, they'll try, but I don't believe the people are going to go along with this. I think no matter what the WHO says, the people of this country, they're going to resist because the people have been hardened. They realize the CDC, the FDA, the WHO, they all lie to the people. And this time around, they're not going to fall for it. I mean, remember, Trump just came out with a message letting everyone know we're not going to abide by the vaccine mandate, lockdowns, masks, and anything else that they throw at us. Now, if they're going to use the bird flu, what I think they're going to try to do is they're going to try to make people's lives miserable. I do believe they'll probably instruct the cattle ranchers to destroy their cattle. They'll probably say, hey, destroy many of the chickens. And it will be very, very difficult to find meat, to find protein. And I do believe they're going to try to push this to make people suffer and to convince people, well, if you can't eat that, we have another form of protein that you can eat, and that is bugs. And I do believe they're going to try to do something like this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting that's come out is that the former U.S. National Institute of Health director, he admitted that the lab leak theory is not a conspiracy and that there was no scientific evidence to support the government's social distancing guidance. So there was no science behind anything that they told you. Wear a mask. There's no science behind that, that it stops viruses, because it doesn't. A average size of a mask is 80 microns. A virus is 3 microns. Even if it's on water vapor, which is 60 microns, it still gets through the mask, and you would need a perfect seal. Why do you think epidemiologists who are working with viruses, do they just wear an N95? Or do they have a suit that is completely sealed to protect themselves? I mean, this is pretty much common sense right here. And everything else that they told us with all the ridiculous stickers and the plexiglass, that doesn't stop viruses. It doesn't do anything, actually. It's actually worse. Because you know what people need? They need natural immunity. You need your body to build up and fight, your antibodies to fight against the virus. And that's what really helps you. Yes, you could take ivermectin. That also helps. It's an antiviral. You could take hydroxychloroquine. That's an antiviral. You could take zinc, which stops the replication of the virus. I mean, it's better to take it before you get the virus because it breaks it down and it stops the replication. So this way it doesn't, you know, spread. And I do believe that you could do all these things to protect yourself. But again, everything that they told us was a lie. And now the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus, they have now suspended Echo Health's funding over Wuhan lab compliance. So they are now blocking the funding right now with everything that they're trying to do. And remember, we have Dr. Daszak, Echo Health, and the rest. They were working on gain of function. So everything that was said in the past has now come true. And it looks like the Patriots, they decided to shut it all down, which they should. They should shut it all down. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that the deep state players, they don't like people that talk about religion. They don't like people that talk about family, having babies, because this goes against everything that they want. Remember, when you have a tight family structure, you have a mother, you have a father, you have children, they have structure. Well, that builds a very strong population. But they don't want a strong population. They don't want strong women, strong men. They want weak people. They want people that are lost. And think about what we see today and think about what they're pushing. They're pushing the trans movement, which confuses the children. Are you a boy? Are you a girl? Are you nothing? So they go through their lives being confused and angry about everything because they're not happy with themselves. And that's why they need reassurance from children. You see all these individuals who are teachers and they become trans and they need reassurance from the children. Yes, look, they understand me. They want you, the everyday person, to say their pronouns because they need reassurance because they're unhappy with themselves. And that makes them feel good. But we're not here to make them feel good. If they want to feel good, then let them find themselves from within. When you look at these people, most of these people have mental problems. Most of these people, well, they don't feel okay. And what's very interesting is when we have an NFL player come out and talk to graduates at a graduation ceremony, and he's talking about, you know, having religion, having a family, having a wife or a husband, having children. What does the NFL do? They attack him. Greg Price put this out and said, there's currently a petition on change.org calling for the Chiefs to release Harrison Butker for his commencement speech. You think of all the horrible things current NFL players have done, Tariq Hill beating his kids, Deshaun Watson, the various deadbeat dads, etc. You think they would go after them instead? They're going after an individual that is just talking about having a family, having a wife, a husband, having religion. This is what they're most afraid of. It's absolutely unbelievable. And the other thing that's absolutely unbelievable is Representative Ayanna Pressley. I mean, these people are truly racist. She says, I am so tired of white men failing up. Charlie Kirk responded to this and said, Ayanna Pressley apparently won't be endorsing Joe Biden for president. Absolutely. And we could see that the riots, they are continuing. Yes, in many places, they're starting to calm down. But I do believe this is going to be building up as we go into the summer months right now. And I do believe they're probably going to use a different cover story. Maybe they'll stick with the same one. But you could see with everything that they left behind, you could see that they've been talking using an encrypted app. They've been giving instructions. They know how to deal with the police. They know the strategies because everything is coordinated. And the other thing that's very interesting, and Andy Ngo put this out, he says, the texts, zines, and pamphlets serve an important role in radicalizing people who show up to these extremist direct actions. The UC Irvine Gaza encampment distributed actual Hamas propaganda. And people now are starting to understand and realize that all this information is out there and they've been spreading it around. And this is one gigantic coordinated effort. And if you actually listen to the people, the Antifa, you know, the ones with the umbrella and all dressed up in black, covering their faces either with a surgical mask or something else, or a kerchief or something. When you actually listen to them, they do have mental problems. And yes, this is the same trans community. They're all one and the same. And again, all they do is change costumes, and then they're instructed to do what they need to do here. And I think the people now are starting to understand this, and people are starting to see this, and it's becoming clearer and clearer. Now, it's becoming very, very clear with Trump's indictments that none of these cases have merit. It's all a show trial. And Trump right now, he's going to appeal the $83 million verdict in the Carroll defamation case. And I do believe he's going to be appealing all the other cases as time goes on, just like he's appealing the Letitia James case. I do believe what's going to happen is most likely they will probably find him guilty in each and every one of these cases. And then Trump will appeal these cases and everything will be removed. And it will show that these were show trials. But again, we're in the thick of it right now. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're showing people, look how corrupt the system is. I know you didn't believe me. I know when I said it was a two-tier justice system, it's hard to believe, but now you're seeing it every single day. And as people watch the trial and they watch the liar, they watch the porn star, even though she put out a statement back in, what, 2018 or so, that she never had an affair with Trump, even though Trump paid his lawyer, not him specifically, for legal expenses, the FEC, the DOJ, they never saw anything wrong. There was no case. But again, this is a show trial. And you know what's very interesting? Even Michael Cohen's former lawyer, Robert Costello, revealed that Cohen has nothing on Trump. He said, "I swear to God, Bob, I don't have anything on Trump." And he doesn't have anything on Trump. All these stories have been made up. Go back in time. Trump lunged for the steering wheel in the Beast. Lie. Russian collusion. Lie. Ukraine quid pro quo. Impeachment number one. Lie. Trump caused the insurrection. Lie. Trump said to drink bleach. Lie. Everything is a lie. So why would anyone believe anything right now that these people are saying? Because everything has been turned out to be a lie that they said, that they're the ones who've been telling the lies. And each one has been debunked. And it's been showing that Trump has been telling the truth. Now, once again, since these trials are happening right now, I do believe everything is based on the 2024 election. It's based on the people taking the country back. It's based on exposing the deep state and the corrupt system. And the only way to show the people how to fight for your freedom, fight for everything that you believe in, is to show the people, I am willing to take all the slings and arrows which Trump has been taking and even go to prison. Now, nobody really wants him to go to prison. I don't even think he wants to go to prison. Hopefully he doesn't. But if this is true and he's showing the people, look, this is what you got to do to fight for freedom, is he counting on the jury to find him guilty? Maybe, maybe not. But I do believe Ultra Puppy Lives Matter pretty much sums up the whole thing in a post on Telegram. And it says the following. Think about what would happen if they actually threw Trump in jail during the election cycle. Trump unveiled just how corrupt the system, as if he was a lightning rod destined to fulfill his role. He caused an irrevocable change in me and millions of other people. Our eyes have been open. And now that system is attempting to put him in jail, frame him for treason, and implement God knows what other schemes just to enact revenge. They were comfortable living in the shadows. Light has exposed evil, an unveiling, an apocalypse. If they throw Trump in jail after all of this, he'd look like a living martyr. He is a man of the people, willing to take every sling and arrow just to show people the truth. For that reason, he truly is one of the most important politicians in American history. What he started cannot be undone. It's like a domino effect that has repercussions unknown for generations. If they throw Trump in jail, he'll become more than a man. He's become a symbol for the people. He's become an idea. His public battle has become a visceral tool of awakening to millions of the otherwise sleeping masses. Nothing they do to him will cause his mission to fail, because this isn't about him. It's about the people he represents. The truth is inevitable. And he's absolutely right. But let's see how this all plays out. Because in a couple days or so, or maybe another week, we're going to find out exactly what happens. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Trump, he's continually putting on his timeline on Truth. He's letting people know these are the people that you have to vote for. And he actually put out a message, and Dan Scavino put this out, and it says, Georgia, there is a very important Republican primary election on Tuesday for the United States House of Representatives, and I need you to get out and vote for a very special man. His name is Bryant Jack in the 3rd Congressional District. So those people that live out in Georgia, I do believe Trump, he put this message out letting you know specifically, we need to put this person in there. And I do believe Trump is letting us know these are the patriots that we need. And the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that Trump, he is now getting the Hispanic votes. He is now getting the black votes. And Ben Carson, he says that black voters are no longer just following the ideology. Many are now moving from the Den Party to the Republican Party because they're just not following along. And you know what else is very interesting? Is that I think there are now judges that are showing us the way. Because remember what Trump said about the election. The election in 2020 was rigged. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. And what happens if they get caught? And he used the example, if a thief gets caught stealing diamonds, does he keep the diamonds or does he give them back? Well, of course, he gives them back. What happens if they're caught cheating in the 2020 election? And I hate the word cheating because they actually overthrew the United States government. But what happens when they're caught and there's proof that shows, and we're already seeing it in Georgia, what happens if there's proof? What happens? Do we redo the election? That's interesting. If we look out in Texas, it looks like a judge might be showing us the way. George put this out and said, the judge overseeing multiple 2022 midterm election challenges in Harris County, Texas, has ordered a redo for the 180th District Court judicial race after finding that there were many mistakes and violations of election law. The court has found that 1,430 illegal votes were cast in the race for the 180th District Court, and that it is not realistic or foreseeable to determine which candidate received those votes. Judge David Peoples, the court, also found that a net margin of 321 votes, 1,146 to 825, were cast for Jones over Pierce in the extended 1 hour of voting on Election Day, which the court has found resulted from an official mistake by the Harris County Elections Administration Office. The 2022 election in Harris County was one of the most disastrous elections in the county, probably only bested by the rigged election in Maricopa County, Arizona. Votes were disenfranchised on Election Day, and many illegal Democrat votes were counted. All Republican candidates should immediately request a redo of the entire election. One rigged race should mean all the other races were rigged. This is great for election integrity, and that is true. So what about the presidential election? Right now, Georgia is saying, listen, the election should never have been violated. What happens if we see the same pattern in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, and in Arizona? What happens then? Do we redo the 2020 election? What happens if the elections weren't in the up and up? Now, I think people will see that, hey, they cheated in the election. They overthrew the United States government. That's why the country looks like this. Because these people should have never been in power. These people should have never been running the country. They're destroying the country. I think people now are going to see this. And I do believe we might have a way forward because I do believe if they overthrew the United States government, we need a redo. Now, do I believe Trump and the Patriots? Do they have it all? Of course they do. They're just waiting for the rest of us to catch up. And I think we're all catching up. I think there's a lot of people that are already awake. But think about the rest of the country. They got to understand. They got to see it. They need to go through it to really believe it. And that's what's happening right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is now Trump, you put this out on Truth, he is now endorsing Harmeet Dhillon out in California for re-election. And this is what he put out on Truth. Harmeet Dhillon is one of the best lawyers in the country. And she and her law firm have done a terrific job for me in so many cases. She has been a fierce advocate for the MAGA movement. and a warrior for election integrity and constitutional rights at every level. Harmeet is a great asset to the Republican Party in California and has my complete and total endorsement for re-election as RNC committee woman for California. And that is absolutely fantastic. I do believe we need her out there. Now, it looks like we are now heading towards the presidential debate. And yesterday we mentioned that Trump has now agreed to debate Biden on June 27th, which is a little early for an incumbent, but I do believe this is all part of the deep state plan to force Biden out. And of course, Biden needs certain parameters here. No live audience, JFK Jr., he's banned from this. Trump's mic is going to be muted when Biden speaks. Biden can only have friendly hosts and only friend fake news stations airing this. And they want a Democrat moderator. So basically everything's set up for Biden. That's pretty much it. Now, if he doesn't get any of this, what's going to happen? He's going to say, well, I can't do the debate. Now, is Trump going to agree to all this? Most likely, yes. But the funny thing is that Chris Wallace, he's letting everyone know that Biden, he just has to do reasonably well. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, according to Chris Wallace, Biden just has to show up and handle himself reasonably well at the debate, and that will reassure voters of his mental capacity. So reasonably well, that's the bar Democrats have set for a president. Now, remember, what is Trump going to do during the debates if Biden doesn't, you know, back out? He's going to hit him with issue after issue. He's going to bring up the Hunter Biden laptop. He's going to bring up Russia. He's going to bring it up, all of it, because, again, it all turned out to be fake, phony, and false. I would even be surprised when Biden tries to use very fine people or drink bleach. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump has the transcript or the audio recording going, really? You want to hear what I really said? I do believe he's going to counter everything that he's saying. Now, again, there's going to be a Democratic moderator. The mic is going to be shut off. Fake stations will probably go to commercial because they don't want people to see this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is about Biden and his handlers, they demanded that RFK Jr. not be included. Now, Robert Kennedy Jr. put out a post on X and said, I'm happy to report that I will meet the criteria to participate in the CNN debate before the June 20th deadline. I look forward to holding President Biden and Trump accountable for their records in Atlanta on June 27th to give America the debate they deserve. Now, that's very interesting. Well, Trump says something different, but we'll be getting to that. But Geiger Capital put this out and said, do people understand what Biden just did? He is ditching the debates held by the Bipartisan Debate Commission and creating his own so that he can remove RFK Jr., who qualifies under the traditional bipartisan rules. This is literally the opposite of democracy. Remember, the debate commission, they had the debate scheduled in September. It looks like this one, they just threw in. Who threw it in? I do believe this is Obama. They're trying to force Biden out. They forced him to go into this debate. They're hoping that people see how he reacts and his poll numbers go down. And as his poll numbers go down, I do believe they're going to be putting a lot of pressure on Biden saying, okay, it's time for you to leave. Now, does this mean Biden's going to leave? I don't believe so. I do believe that he's going to try to stay in there. But as time goes on, they're going to force other things onto Biden. And I do believe in the end, they're going to force him out one way or another. Either he leaves on his own or they use the 25th Amendment. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, crooked Joe Biden does not want RFK Jr. in the debates because Jr. is far left him and they would be debating over the same territory, like ridiculous open borders and the Green New Scam, both of which are killing our country. He's also sharper and far more intelligent than Joe, all making for a bad combination of ingredients. I don't care if Jr. joins the debate, but right now his polling numbers are very low. He is not properly qualified in the states, and he seems to be on a downward path. Jr. needs more than his name to get on the stage. Does that mean the stage is set? It's starting to seem that way. But you know what the people see? The people have now seen that Biden has lost the consent of the governed. Nearly 60% of American voters say that Biden government lacks the consent of the governed, a key provision in the Declaration of Independence. A new poll conducted by Rasmussen Reports indicates that 57% of respondents believe the federal government lacks legitimacy in governing Americans. So do the people believe that the election was rigged? Do people believe that we have an installed government that shouldn't be there? It's starting to seem that way. Will this make it easier for Trump to do the things that he needs to do? Absolutely, especially when the economy is imploding, especially when we have an event in this country, especially when they bring us to war and they destroy everything that we know. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, "Crooked Joe Biden is the weakest, most incompetent, and most dishonest president in the history of the United States. But most importantly, he is the worst president our country has ever seen or known. Hopefully, there will never be another one like him. He is a threat to democracy." And he absolutely is. And when people say, well, it doesn't seem like anything's happening. Well, yeah, Biden is feeling the pain every day. The people are turning on him. Look at his poll numbers. The people no longer believe. They don't believe the fake news. They don't believe the CDC. They don't believe the FDA. They don't believe the DOJ, the FBI. They don't believe Biden. No one believes. The illusion is gone. And let's go back to post 4823, October 7, 2020. Only illusion of democracy. Only the illusion of for the people. For the first time in a long time, our POTUS stands with and for the people. All assets deployed. Post 1399. Now, this one's very interesting. May 17, 2018. The hard part for us is having to wait for the public to know what we've known for a very long time. There is no bigger threat to them than the public being awake and thinking for themselves. Why are we here? We're here to wake up the population. We're here to take back the country, to show the people of this country, look what they've done. They're trying to destroy it. They're trying to take your freedom away. And you need to fight for this country. And the only way to do that is to show the people. Post 1402, May 17, 2018, down below it says, puzzle coming together. We have reached our cruising altitude of 40,000 feet long ago. As we prepare to land, please fasten your seatbelt and make sure your seat back and folding trays are in their full upright position. We are now descending. We are now coming for a landing. And I do believe the storm is going to pick up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. And the people are going to see more and more and more. That means the people are going to turn against the deep state players. They're going to turn towards Trump. And in the end, the people will be with Trump. Now, this doesn't mean the deep state players aren't going to fight back. They absolutely will to the very, very end because they're fighting for their lives. But again, once the people know, once the people are awake, they can't be put back to sleep. This is the deep state's greatest fear, because if you lose control of the population, you've lost. All you have left is your little Antifa group, the top level of the fake news, the top level of Hollywood, the top level CEOs, and the top level of government, which is a very small minority. If that's all you have left, well, game is over. And I do believe Trump, he's going to show them that game is over when he wins the election. When the people say, go get him, Trump, do it. And I do believe this is going to happen on election day. Yes, we're going to see many other things. Yes, we're going to see a scare event. Yes, we're going to see a lot. But I do believe the people are going to send the message to Trump that he is the person for us. He is the leader of this country, and he must do what is necessary to get rid of the deep state. And I do believe he's going to do it. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.